In this episode, we're talking specifically about Treefort Music Fest. And with that, our sponsors have some tips for you. Dr. Dustin Portella of Treasure Valley Dermatology wants to remind you that even though the sky might be gray, you need your sunscreen for those outdoor concerts. Also, stay hydrated, especially if you'll be heading to Aylfort. And make sure to grab some of those complimentary earplugs for those louder shows. 5 days of live music can definitely take their toll. Interested in more healthy living tips? Make sure to follow Dr. Dustin Portella on your social media. Are you coming into Boise for the festival and thinking you might really like to stick around? Looking to plant some roots or maybe looking for some commercial property for your business? Time to reach out to Jesse Taff of Waypoint Real Estate Group. He'll analyze the comparables, local trends, and other local market data to provide you with up-to-date information. He can help you figure out the best area for your needs and walk you through the process of making that real estate purchase possible. Wondering what you need to make that next property purchase achievable? Reach out to Bryce Gonser of Fulcrum Home Loans for professional opinions. His Instagram page has lots of information for establishing wealth in our current economy. Bryce and Jesse have helped us figure out next steps for our real estate investing, and we're confident recommending them to you.
This is the Boise Bubble Podcast. Welcome back to the conversation. In a very unexpected turn of events, it would seem we're getting a dog. Not that we had any plans on discussing this with Marissa Lavelle from the Treefort team and also the From Boise newsletter, but we do tend to get a little sidetracked. We discussed the pros and cons and decided we will need to do an update episode after surviving the puppy stage. You can definitely tell who in the group is the most pro-dog and who is a little hesitant. We also talk a bit about how Marissa is feeling about marriage as she nears the two-year mark. Back to the main point of conversation, we are talking all things Treefort Music Fest 2024, from food fort to film fort, how to enjoy the festival on the cheap, and which shows Marissa is most excited for. If you're new to Treefort and wondering what it's all about, we sum it up. And if you're a Treefort pro, we'll give you some tips about must-sees this year, including some brand new venues. We continue the conversation with Marissa in our next episode as we chat more about what she is doing with her extremely popular newsletter and podcast. Stay tuned, and happy Treefort, everyone.
Should we do a primer to ease us in?
A primer?
Yeah, just a little simple conversation to kind of...
Isn't that what this whole conversation was? Why don't you start? I want
to
hear...
Do you need to be primed? How's your day going,
Shane? I know.
Thank you for asking, Marissa.
I know, we did kind of forget. What
it's actually a great day.
Just start it and we'll do your primer.
It is started.
Oh, we're... Nice. We're
this is the primer.
We're primed.
See,
we're
don't like the red button because it feels like green should mean go for recording.
Except everybody that's been in the recording business for like, I don't know, 100,000
I'm not in the recording business.
Is used to red being.
I'm like basic go means, or green means go and red means stop.
Well, I'll see what I can do to get the rest of the industry.
Okay, I'm just saying that's why I didn't know that we were recording right now. Okay, anyway.
We're live.
Marissa, okay. Do you have a dog?
I don't. I have three cats.
Three cats, cat person.
Yep.
Okay.
Like us. Shane wants to change our cat house.
Okay. I love dogs. Okay. And I have considered multiple times getting a dog, but it's so much harder to leave town.
Exactly.
So I read these articles about like the five things that I wish that I knew before I got my dog. And they're all the same. Like 500 people have written an article with the same five things. It's eerie.
What are they?
And, yeah.
Well, one of them is they're expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a pet. They have health issues, and you got to be ready for that. And they've got a lot of supplies, too.
Yes.
They require a lot of supplies.
Yep. It's okay, because it's a cheap time to live in America. So,
smartass, yeah. Would you like me to finish my
No,
list?
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Second, I forget what the second was, but it's but somewhere in there, it was goodbye to spontaneity. Mm-hmm. You can't spontaneously travel anymore because you've got to find a sitter. You've got to find a boarding spot. You've got to find somebody that can take care of your dog for so long. Or you've got to plan your trip around places where you can go and have dogs. So
no national parks.
What?
Can't bring dogs into national parks. You could never just like take off and go to a national park.
Has it always been like that?
I don't know. Cause I've never
had a dog. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. It. I guess I don't know why I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
I would think that they would want... dogs to be out there?
Why would they want that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. A lot of, like, specifically Moab. I mean, there's a ton of, like, BLM land around, like, Canyonlands, but you wouldn't be able to, like, go into Canyonlands with your dog.
Yeah.
So, of course, you can still get out there, but, like, you could never do a national park trip with your dog.
So that's a big thing. They're destructive in the beginning, puppy phase, for sure, and you just have to be ready for that. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm looking at getting a dog.
What kind of dog do you want?
I want a wire hair pointing Griffon.
Oh, he's close to getting a dog.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's so much.
I saw the first puppies last night.
Yeah, he's taking my kids to look at puppies.
Oh, you're really close.
And I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Litter number two is tonight.
Oh, boy.
So I go see some purebreds tonight. Last night was some mixes. They're so cute. They kind of have these long beards.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They're kind of brown and then this mottled gray coat. Mm. They're beautiful full dogs. And they're supposed to be great family dogs.
And those dogs always seem very, like, well-trained. Like, they're incredibly smart dogs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Usually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're incredibly smart, so they're trainable. Yeah, that's what I'm planning on.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's...
You guys are going to be a dog and cat household.
But I had to be clear. This is my dog. I'm not expecting the family to take this on as the family dog. This is Shane's dog. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Shane and his dog. I'm not going to reveal the name yet.
This is happening.
I know. It's just...
I made a list. I made a list of girl names.
Baby names.
And
oh, my gosh. It's so weird. I feel like there's a separate thing happening in our house. Like, we have a cat who hates me, like, to be honest, but I love her, and she, like, does her job of just, like, being around and soft, and she likes the other family. And then we have this, you know, this feeder that automatically feeds her, and we leave, and she's fine.
Yep.
And now I'm supportive, of course, of, you know, this.
Incredibly supportive.
But
I'm grateful for
also, like, we just got out of, like, young kid phase. And I'm like, oh.
You're going to go right back in.
Okay. But, you know, I can go on trips by myself.
Yeah, like, and you don't have to clean up the dog poop.
No. Oh, no. No.
How do you feel about cleaning up dog poop?
I'm fine with it. Yeah.
That's a big thing for us. So I lived on a farm growing up. Mm-hmm. And we were just having this conversation about, like, do we want a dog? And I said, we never picked up dog poop. She would just go out into the field.
Yeah.
And if I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that if we ever lived in a more country situation, then I would get a dog. But the dog poop is a deal breaker for me.
It's it harkens back to having kids and cleaning poopy butts and diapers.
And that makes you more apt to want a dog?
That's one thing in the con column, but there's a bunch of other things in the pro column, too.
I mean, people like their dogs. I think we've gotten used to our life also. Yeah. And also, our house is not like...
No house is ready for a dog. No house.
Anyway, so my door will stay shut, my bedroom door. Yeah. But so this will be a fun adventure. I can't wait.
We should maybe do a check-in podcast in a couple months.
Would actually be hilarious.
And
like,
someone's mic won't work because the puppy chewed the cord.
I know. Okay.
It's just a couple of months, maybe a few months. Let's be realistic. And then it'll settle down.
Does it? Has every dog you've ever...
Mostly.
I mean, okay. I'm there for it.
If this is
what something you want, then we're gonna make happen.
I appreciate you being supportive.
But I do think that would be funny. Let's try for that. Let's say in 6 months
we'll bring you back and tell you what it's all about.
Let's do that.
Speaking of 6 month check-ins, how's married life?
It's great.
You're still working on your first year, right?
Yeah. That we're like in our it'll be 2 years in October.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Newly
it's great.
Way
I love being married. Mm-hmm. I really do love being married. It feels different.
Yeah,
I didn't know that it would feel different, but it does.
What's the most surprising change?
I don't know. Like, I guess that it feels different. Like, I feel married. Yeah. And I love it. It's fun. I think being married is super fun. Yeah. Like, it's just, I didn't really know how it would feel. I didn't have any really, like, expectations, but we had lived together and, like, you know, been together for 5 years before we got engaged. So I was like, oh, it's like, we're already doing it. But no, it's different. Yeah. And it's great.
I like being able to identify as a husband.
Yeah.
As Natalie's husband.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of fun. I don't just have to be my own person. I'm your person.
I think
girl.
That is weird. It's like to become an entity together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And also now we're we're almost at 23 years married. It's like that. I can't imagine it not us not being an entity. Mm-hmm. Like I don't remember myself not part of that. But yet, even as like the strong, empowered person that I am, that's not a negative thing. It just is. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, like I do a lot of things independently, right? Like I own my own business. I lived alone for a really long time. And so I didn't know how I would, there was like a long time where I was like, I'm good by myself. Mm-hmm. I was thriving. Honestly.
Yeah.
It was like, I really had a cute little house in the North End. Mm-hmm. Just me and my cat, like work freelancing. It was all good. But I don't know. I think I would be like an emotional wreck with just the highs and lows of owning your own business and stuff without him to just like be able to talk to about it. And he's like reassures me and it's great. I love being married. Yes. And it's, you always have someone to do something with too.
Yeah.
It's
those so are great. Things in the pro column. Like I think of, we've started talking about recently, just having a witness.
Yeah.
Having somebody to witness all these things with you. In our case, 23 years is pretty special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've had a lot of. Yeah. Things to witness.
A lot of things yeah. to witness.
It's weird when we do have time apart. And when I say time, it's like 3 days. And then all of a sudden, like the download of like what we missed. That's so fun too. It's yes. like, let me update you on all the things.
Yeah. Even when I get up into the mountains and it's 2 days, it takes about 2 days before I start thinking, oh, I kind of want to get back to the fam and mm-hmm. Natalie and tell her all about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah. why did we call you here?
That's I'm right. I'm glad that you like it.
Marissa Lavelle, you're multi-talented. You're plugged into a lot of different things right now. We have you here for Treefort, mm-hmm. first and foremost. But then we'll get into With Love from Boise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my other thing.
Okay. Take us away, girl. Natalie.
Okay.
Natalie, girl.
Yeah. All right. So we're heading into Treefort. We'll drop this like the week before.
Okay.
And, you know, we've talked a lot about Treefort on the podcast. So if you're listening and you're like, what's Treefort? Go back to... we'll put this in the show notes, but we have a podcast called Treefort 101, which is basically a description because Treefort it can be a little overwhelming if you don't know much about it. But why don't you give us like the 1 minute summary of what Treefort is? And then let's get into like your high points for 2024.
Okay. Treefort is a 5-day music and arts festival. It takes place in downtown Boise. There's usually around, I think there's like close to 450 bands this year. Tons of Boise bands also all across the United States and the world. I think there's like 20-something different countries represented this year. And then in addition to music, there's 13 different forts. All those forts represent different communities in Boise. So like Ale Fort, Food Fort, Comedy Fort, Yoga Fort, Hack Fort, Drag Fort, Kid Fort. Story Fort, Film Fort. Just these different like pockets of the Boise community that put on events, and it's a full 5 days. It goes to like 2 a.m. every day.
And it's all spread out throughout downtown?
Yep. I think there's like 60 total venues, about 30 music venues.
It's insane.
A really fun time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different ways to do it. Like you can easily just wander around if you've never been. You can just wander around, or you can like go for it, build your schedule, run from venue to venue, or something in between.
We know friends who are like systematic about it and they're just like Treefort nerds. It's, yeah. Hey, here are the 10 bands that I want to see. And they start working their schedule and it's very systematized.
That doesn't sound like a nerd to me.
They're looking at their watches and they're like, we got to get to the next one and to the next one. And then there's some people like you that are a little bit more spontaneous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. My friends, Jenny and Clark. Clark ranks, he has like an annual spreadsheet where he ranks the bands. He just came out with it. Where he has like his absolutely must see, hot shows, want to see, and then like in a pinch. Wow. And then he makes his own schedule in a spreadsheet.
Does he share that
yeah.
with people?
Uh huh.
Oh. Okay.
Who's this?
Clark and Jenny. They got married at Treefort last year.
Oh, wow.
She proposed yeah. to him on the main stage yeah. In what was that, 2022?
And Ted. Did Ted?
Yes, Ted took their photos yeah. and they got married at the Shrine last year. It was it was beautiful. Honestly, it was a yeah. gorgeous, beautiful wedding. She thrifted her dress. They're cool.
Yeah.
They're great. So great.
I kind of like the way that guy's mind works is a spreadsheet. What?
Yeah.
yeah
tell
know.
Me more.
I'll have to have them show it to you. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
But if you do want the spreadsheet view, the schedule online, treefortmusicfest.com/schedule, looks like a spreadsheet view this year. It's very nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, I'll have to look at that.
Helpful. Make it full screen, search by venue.
And there's an accompanying app as well, correct?
Yes. And the app honestly is like, it's essential.
Oh yeah, I couldn't do Treefort without that.
No. So it's you can just download it, treefortmusicfest.com/app. But it's got the schedule on there. You can build your own schedule, share it with friends. My favorite thing about the app is it shows you the line at every mm-hmm. venue. So like if you're at the main stage and you want to get over to the Shrine and you can already see that there's a long line, you're like, well, I might pick another show. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go wander somewhere else. Mm. Or maybe you'll just sprint over there and try to make it in.
Yeah. And then if you want to go, and a lot of this, obviously, there's tickets to mm-hmm. To go. You can buy a pass for all 5 days, or you can buy a one-day pass.
Yeah.
But there's also, you call it free fort.
Yeah.
But, like, there's lots of things you can do that don't cost any money if you just want to test it this mm-hmm. year.
Yeah, so there's quite a few. I'll kind of, like, talk through the different ways to free fort.
Sure.
So free forting. There's different stages that are free. A lot of them are the brewery stages. Boise Brewing, the stage is just like in the street in front of Boise Brewing. Lost Grove Brewing, Payette Brewing. What else is free? The band shell in the park. Mm-hmm. The Gene Harris band shell is free. There's also bands on the bus, the tree line bus. So you could just hop on the bus and see a band on there. It's very fun. I mean, when have you ever seen a show on a bus?
That's so great.
And then there's a bunch of forts that are free too. So like Story Fort, Kid Fort, Ale Fort.
Pod Fort.
Pod Fort's free. Yep. So there's quite a, you can like go on and you could, that's a full schedule. You could see 5 days of things by just doing that. Mm-hmm. And then there's single day tickets. So you could do a single day. I think they're $120 and you can go to everything on that day. Which if you went on like Saturday, stuff starts at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. and ends at like 2 a.m. So you could go all day long. There's just a main stage pass. So that's $60. So there's in Julie Davis Park, there's a section that has the main stage, the hideout stage. So, you could access those $60. You could see all the shows on both those stages all day. Those are programmed so well too. Like they have great shows. And then there is the 5 day pass, mm-hmm. which is, I can't remember what the price is right now. $290, I think maybe. The price just went up on March 1st, but you can just go to every single thing all 5 days. Then there's something called the zip line, mm-hmm. which you can, those are $440. And you can cut every single line in the festival. So
you guys have gone Disney and Universal.
those actually all those passes have always existed.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always.
The zip line?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've had one once. I felt very fancy.
Yep.
And I was then, like, excuse me now. Yeah, I have to go in.
Excuse me. I go to the front of the line. Yes. then there's, once you have a zip line, it's kind of hard to like go back to anything else. There's also a U21 pass. So like over half of the venues are all ages, but a U21 pass is, you know, people under 21. It would get you into all 5 days of events in the like all ages or 18 plus venues if you're over 18.
Hmm. Thing I like about Treefort, I used to know a guy named George. Mm-hmm. He was your friend Randy's husband.
Yeah.
George would send me like a CD every year for several years with like tons of music that he had discovered. And I learned so many bands by this guy who would feed me these playlists.
Mm-hmm. CD playlists.
Yeah, like a CD with MP3s.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was so weird. It was like he was sending him mixtapes.
Hundreds of songs every year. And I always wondered how this guy did it. Like, how did he have time to discover music? Like, he was listening to commercials, and when he heard a song on a commercial that he liked, he would, you know, somehow find it.
And
I
this
don't
is
know
before
how, this is pre Shazam.
That's impressive.
Yeah. He was hardcore
and like pre Spotify.
Yeah, it was amazing.
He opened my musical view to just so many awesome bands and experiences. Mm-hmm. Treefort is kind of like that because you guys post all these people. It's such an awesome way to discover new bands.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking of a Japanese breakfast. Yes. I found Japanese breakfast 2 years ago, and I can't remember a time when I didn't listen to Japanese breakfast.
Yep. And just music that would not usually pass through Boise or that, like, I don't know how it would ever cross your world, you know? Like, I think a really good example of that this year is Daka Braka.
Mm-hmm.
They're a Ukrainian quartet. You should watch their KEXP.
Okay.
They make noises. I don't understand how they make these noises. Like bird sounds with their throats and these instruments I've never seen before. I mean, it's amazing. They're playing on the main stage on Sunday, I think at 3:30.
Oh,
like I highly recommend checking them out. I mean, when would you ever see that? It's no. just
you
it's
used a millennial term that kind of confused me. As
what is
as
it? Moment.
What's a KXP?
Oh, KEXP is a radio station in Seattle, and they're like a community radio station, but they film bands playing in this like really cool room, and they're huge on YouTube.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, now I know.
Yeah. KEXP is awesome, but mm-hmm. that's also not a millennial.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh no.
I was like, what did I say? But you should. I love watching KEXP.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, they are very much a music discovery platform as well.
Do you ever get tired of live music? Like, you are so involved. And the thing is, I've seen you at many shows, and it seems like you're just always
blissed
just
out.
Just so happy. But I'm always like, are you ever just like, okay, I've done this?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, I'm also the type of, like, when I'm at a show, I'm in the back. I stay at the back. I am, like, not a front row person. I'm in the back, like, in front of the soundboard usually, mm-hmm. like, chilling in the corner.
You like
at
more.
The Neurolux, I'm, like, in the corner, like, in front of the jukebox.
That's more my vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
sit me down. Let me just listen from afar. And, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, that's me. I'm not, like, a go crazy in the front row person. I mean, maybe for like something very special, but I'm like a back of the show dweller for sure.
What are you most excited about this year? Who's coming?
Oh, so many things. Okay. There's an artist, her name's CMAT, like CMAT, it's her initials. She's an Irish pop star, and I just love her. Her songs are so good. She's playing on Wednesday night at the Hideout stage. She's so good. And then on, like, the complete flip side of that, there's this kind of, like, heavy psych rock band called A Place to Bury Strangers.
Okay.
That I'm really excited about. I love their music.
I love their name.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's going to be a really cool show. Like, they make really cool music. Dead, D-E-H-D, Dead. They were at Flipside, the first one. I was just blown away by them. I mean, just, like, the way that they play together, her voice. When you listen to her songs, it's exactly how they sound live, and I love that. And they're coming out with a new album, so I'm really excited for that show. I'm excited about a lot of the films this year. I've kind of just like gotten into film lately.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying films more. And I like that Filmfort does. They have like feature length films and then shorts blocks, which is really nice because like sometimes like I don't have time to. I have too many shows to see and stuff to do to like sit down and watch a 2-hour movie in the middle of the festival. So I love the short films because some of them are like 3 minutes long. Some are like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Also, it's a great way to just like get off your feet.
Yeah.
You know, go just like sit down.
Where are they doing Filmfort?
There's a couple films at the Idaho Film Society, which is in what it was last year. It was a venue. It was the bus station, the old bus, Greyhound bus station downtown, at the Flicks and then at Boise Center. There's also, I'm excited about Podfort. There's like some really cool podcasts coming. All Fantasy Everything is one of the headliners. Have you heard of them?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So they do different like fantasy football style drafts about just anything.
Mm. Oh,
like
nice.
Dogs or like, like, you know, like anything, types of Christmas trees, like holidays, anything. They just do different fantasy drafts and like talk about them. It's really funny.
Okay, I'd love that. I wonder what they're gonna focus on.
I know. I don't know.
Pod for it.
I like, don't know, but I. It's interesting.
Yeah.
The people who are also, you know, they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one called Beautiful Anonymous, where he takes a anonymous phone call, and they just talk, and like it's just these beautiful like life things with strangers.
That sounds awesome.
It's really cool. So those are at the Egyptian. On Thursday and Saturday night, and they're
is that where they're doing the Podfort this year?
No, they're just doing those two there.
Oh, okay.
And then Podfort's in the Boise Center.
Okay,
but those two, like the headliners, are, and you can, you know, like it's included with a wristband. But if you just want to go, if you don't have a wristband, they're like $15 to go see those two. And I think they'll be really good, really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
What a great concept. Uh-huh. Talking to anonymous. Strangers.
Shane did that once. It was so weird. This is out of nowhere, but we were living in Tennessee and this guy kept calling me and he was like really frustrated because I wouldn't put his girlfriend on the phone and it was the wrong number.
Oh.
And like he was so mad and he was getting very, very angry.
He just kept calling back and calling
he was
back.
So, and I don't know why I didn't block him. I don't remember what, but Shane's like, I'll take care of this. And then like an hour later, I walk in and he's like, on the porch. And he's like, dude, I get it. Yeah. He's like, that's hard, man. And you talk to this guy, this young kid, for like 2 hours. Because, like, no one, I don't know. And he's like, yeah, he just needed someone to talk to.
Say, it sounds like he just needed a chat. Yeah, for a
and it
bit.
Was, like, really beautiful. And yeah. I was like, man, that would be a cool offering of just, like, you know, if you knew there were cool people who you could just reach out and say, I just need somebody for, like, you know, an hour.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. They talk about all kinds of different stuff. Like, you know, happy things, sad things, problems. But it's just, like, a glimpse into humanity. It's really, like... The shared human experience is what happens. Mm. It's really cool. Yeah, you should check it out. That's awesome. I also am always excited about the Food Fort dinners.
Oh, I know.
I love Food Fort.
So good.
Are they doing it on the Basque block again?
It is dinner? Actually in the Basque Center this year.
Oh fun.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's like in there. And it's with Amano.
Mm. Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's a 5-course Amano. It's a special menu. It's mm-hmm. not what they have on the menu. So who knows? Who knows what he's coming up with, but you know it will be delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And it is paired with different mezcal. So it's like a mezcal tasting.
Yum,
with, yeah, it's going to be amazing. That's on Wednesday night. And those tickets are $165, and they're going quick. So,
I bet, yeah.
Yeah. And then Street Eats, which mm-hmm. is at the zoo.
Yeah.
Which is also like a when do you go to dinner at the
it
zoo.
It was so fun last year. Yeah. And then hearing like the main stage, mm-hmm. and that was so fun.
Yeah, it was great. And for anyone wondering, like the animals, it's actually not – it's way, the music, you can hear it, but it's way quieter than you think.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is. Way quieter.
Yeah. It just sounds like there's just
music,
normal
happening.
Music in the background. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's happening. And there's 14 different local chefs, and you just go around. They have different small plates. A lot of those chefs also make like a special dish for Street Eats. So yeah, that's on Thursday.
What those did you eat last quick. Time? Was it you?
I ate it. Oh my God. Right. It was that seriously like really scarred me. Okay. It was, I thought that it was chocolate and it was liver.
Oh, the pate. The pate.
And it was one of the most shocking experiences in my entire life.
Yeah, I remember that. You were traumatized.
I was traumatized also because it happened directly in front of them.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like I took like, yeah. And then took and like.
That's too much to expect somebody to just recover from.
Yeah, I was like, you need a giant sign of what this is.
Because it did look like beautiful yes. chocolate mousse.
And it had a little like red thing. I thought it was chocolate mousse with a little raspberry.
Yeah.
And no. It was not.
No, it was not.
It was a shocking flavor when you are. Yeah, it was super embarrassing.
What a terrible way to introduce yourself to liver pate, which is really good in yeah. some on yeah. some things. Yeah.
If I would have been prepared for it, I would have totally tried it. But yeah. I did try it, but I wasn't prepared for what it was. And I just like, right in front of him, and then just immediately was like, I am so sorry.
That happened to our son.
I thought this was chocolate. Yeah, and he he understood, but yeah. It was embarrassing.
Our son was 2, and he thought he was taking a drink of water, and it was moonshine. His uncle's moonshine.
Oh, yes. Like, that's pretty much how I felt.
And we watched that happen. That was
shocking.
That was, yeah. He's like, I'm never drinking alcohol again.
I don't like alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say right now that I like liver pate.
Yeah.
I would think I would give it another shot in the right mindset.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds, yeah. So what are the things that are the more, like, everyone's excited about, like, mm-hmm. for the headliners or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We have really great headliners this year. Briston Maroney is mm-hmm. going to be really great. I actually have a big-time schedule conflict there. Mega Cat, the shirt that I'm wearing today, yeah. is at the exact same time.
Oh, no.
At the Shrine. Uh-huh. So I think I'm just going to have to split those shows and run over there. Nico Case is, like, a legendary folk singer. She's going to be super great. I think a couple exciting things that maybe – some people don't know about is like a couple new stages. Mm-hmm. I think that's always exciting. This year there's going to be a stage on the Grove Plaza.
Oh.
Kind of like a Live After 5 style. There will be different local businesses have kind of like vendor booths mm-hmm. set up on there. So I think that will be really cool. That's a free stage. Yeah. It's also like really well programmed. There's a new micro club in downtown called Space Banana. Have you guys heard about this?
I don't think I have.
I wonder what a micro club is.
85-person capacity.
Wow.
Teeny.
Tiny.
Exclusive.
Teeny tiny club. Mm-hmm. Not for teeny, exclusively for teeny tiny people, yeah. just not very many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a micro club, and they have like an amazing sound system, and they bring in these like really high-level DJs for like a super small show.
Fun.
That's Space Banana. They opened on Valentine's Day, I think. And they are doing a stage inside, so like a venue inside, and then they also have a stage in the parking lot. So I believe both of those are 21 plus. Just okay. And then this will also be the first year that the Shrine, which is now Shrine Social Club, they have two venues going on. So the basement's going on and the ballroom simultaneously. They're staggered a little bit, but there's overlap.
Okay.
For sure. So that would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
More headliners. There's some good dancing. If you want some late night dancing, I hope I'm saying this right. Channel Trace.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I love his music. He's a DJ. He's got some great stuff. Yeah. That's a late night show.
I've been using some of that on reels and stuff.
Yeah. The song Dopamine. Up. So good. It really does give you like a hit of dopamine. Mm-hmm. It's great. Drama, which is a DJ duo. That's one people are really excited about. I think that's going to be great. And then same with Frank Moody. I like to say Frank Moody because it sounds fancy. But they're like a UK group. I'm really excited about them. I think actually that's the song Dopamine. I'm getting my DJs mixed up. But anyways, they're going to be really great. If I only had to pick one like DJ song set to go to, I would pick Frank Moody. Frank Moody.
Okay.
Doesn't it sound like a little more fun?
Yeah, I mean.
A little bit more. Also, it's Franc. That's not Frank. Frank. That's Frank.
That sounds like Frank.
Yeah. Also, they're from London. So like.
Of course.
They're Frank.
Yeah.
Ty Segall. It's like a awesome kind of like garage rocker. I have actually a Ty Segall story. I was nannying in college and I got to go on a trip with them to Oslo, Norway. Mm-hmm. And I would like hang out with them all day, do the nanny thing. And then usually the parents would go out. I would hang out with the kids and then they'd come back and I'd go out late at night. Mm-hmm. And I was, bebopping around Oslo and there was a show going on. And I asked the door guy, like, who's the artist? And he said, oh, it's an American. I was like, really? Who is it? It was Ty Segall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've seen him there and at Pickathon in Oregon like years ago.
Wow.
And now he's headlining. So he's actually playing two shows too. One at Treefort Music Hall and one at the main stage.
Nice. Yeah. Will this be the first year that Hap Hap Lounge is open?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to tell us just a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm,
just...
Yeah. So Hap Hap is the rooftop bar lounge above Treefort Music Hall. It's 21 and over. But they're going to have like different live music, DJs in there. There's also a really cool event happening there. It's on Thursday afternoon with two Peruvian bands. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Peruvian cumbia rock music, Moldes and Los Chipales, something. Okay. I don't know.
You're
don't
doing
know
great.
Yeah. I wish I could pronounce it, but I like their music.
Yeah.
And I think that will just be like a cool talk. They're just going to talk about music. I love the band Moldes, M-O-L-D-E-S. They played a couple of years ago and they're back. So I think that will be cool. So there's, mostly just like music. There's a couple different just like pop-up events, but all those will be free. It's just 21 and over.
Nice.
Yeah. Hap Hap's great. Also, if you haven't been up there.
I love Hap Hap.
It's great. Yeah. They have a great cocktail menu. They have great NA cocktails.
I had the best mocktail I think I've had in Boise there. It was like the lemon. Oh, shit. I'll have to look it up. But they have a great selection because I feel like so many people are kind of going that direction.
Yeah. Sometimes you just like. I've had people tell me they don't understand mocktails. I'm like, sometimes you just don't want like water.
Yeah.
You don't want alcohol either.
Yeah.
You just want something yummy to drink. That also makes people be like, why aren't you drinking?
Yeah.
I always get the like, are you pregnant? And I'm like, no, I just don't want to drink right now. Like, leave me alone.
I like, I'm like one drink and I'm fine, but I don't want to be done having fun.
Yeah.
So then you just switch over to mocktails.
Right.
Like, or I'll be like, can you make this exact same thing? Just hold the gin. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, just add Sprite. It will be good.
Totally. And they're delicious. Honestly, there's some drinks that I like better than.
Yeah.
We went to Avery, Tinner's Alley, and I got their, it's like their peach mocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody at my table liked my drink more than all of their other drinks. Yeah. Like, they can be very, very delicious and creative, create a cocktail vibe without alcohol. Yeah, so Hap Hap is great cocktails. They have like a little snack menu too. It's not a place to like go get dinner.
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah. I love that.
And honestly, the weather's looking great for Treefort this year.
Yay!
We didn't even talk about the dates. What are the dates this year?
The dates are Wednesday, March 20th through Sunday, March 24th.
Okay.
And the weather seriously looks amazing.
Good.
Like 60s, sunny.
Is that 2 years ago where it was like 24. That? And it was like...
Yeah. It yes. I got sunburned in that picture that you always post of all three of us. I'm so sunburned. I'm like, we got to do a redo I'm not red.
Yeah, I should post it again.
Yeah, you just should, for reference. But I'm quite red. That was my shoulders are...
I remember I was wearing a sundress.
Yeah.
It was, I'm like, this is amazing.
It was crazy.
That was amazing. And that year also, it was like Mount Joy was on the main stage and it started like raining and sunning as it does here. And they were just like, their minds were blown. Like, what is happening right now? This is so amazing.
Well, thanks for coming on. And
thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh. Thanks to the whole Treefort team. You guys are doing great work and it's just an awesome event. And, oh my gosh, we just heard so much today. So much great stuff.
Yeah, you should totally come to Treefort. March 20th through the 24th. Well, get your tickets.
Be there,
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening. This is the Boise Bubble Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Follow us on Instagram at the Boise Bubble. And for more information about our community, follow at Hello Meridian. See you next time.
Thanks so much to our sponsors for supporting Local Dialogue. We encourage you to check them out online. Jesse Taff of Waypoint Real Estate Group is at www.waypointidaho.com. Bryce Gonser of Fulcrum Home Loans is at www.fulcrumhomeloans.com. And Dr. Dustin Portella of Treasure Valley Dermatology can be found at www.dermatologyboise.com and on Instagram at drdustinportella.